Next right. up is Plus Dot.
The stars shall be flown down to the earth. Dead will rise and sit on their graves. See the black sun, see the red sun. Mountains will fall, towers will fall, trees will fall.
Which I had to rack my brain because this is one of the later entries that got added on. And I couldn't. Plus Dot appeared one previous time in song fight history during the Do the Math fight, which is, gosh, how long ago was Do the Math? I think, oh gosh, is one of the earliest fights. And I couldn't remember who Plus Dot was. And to show you what flavor of nerd I am, I just started digging wildly, trying to remember. I mean, I went to archive.org and went to the Dumbrella site and then went into the Dumbrella forums where Songfight used to live before Songfight had their own forums and started digging around trying to remember who Plus Dot was. And then finally, I just gave up and I asked Glenn, and he was just like, well, plus, like, another word for plus is add. I'm like, oh. And then dot, what's three dots? Three dots is an ellipse. And who is ellipsis? And I'm like, oh. So it's add plus mo. I'm like, yep, that's it. And I'm like, damn. So plus dot is add plus mo.
Cool.
I had guessed and, Hoblet, and I was wrong.
And I enjoy it. There's something to the choice of delivery that Ad is doing here that I like a lot. There's some I saw in your in Chumby's review that it was, you know, said an indie rock delivery, and I don't know if it's indie rock, but there's something to it, this kind of punchiness, this it's not sung, it's spoke sung, and it's a little cocky to it, and it's almost like what am I thinking, maybe like a Big Black would have done a song like this, or a Shellac, or something along those lines.
Indie rock. I'm not all that familiar with Indianapolis. just like, what is it, prog rock? I'm not all that familiar with Poland or Czechoslovakia. Yeah. Anyhow, I just assumed that this was Hoblet. I said, oh, this sounds like Hoblet. It must be Hoblet. I, again, wrong. But Hoblet did do a song like this a while ago for the Poetry in the Streets song fight, where it was just sort of this declaratory biblical recital that he had music underneath. And I remember that because we did that on the Poetry in the Street podcasts. This one, of course, has more singing, where the other one was just sort of like talking. And the singing makes this one a lot more listenable, but not by much, I don't think. I do like the background music and I like the chorus, but I think this could have been better with sort of a different approach to the verses. Not one of my faves.
I really like this song. I like indie rock and I like minor, sort of like minor key guitar riffage. I enjoyed this song. I thought the backing vocals were good. This song really caught my ear with that talk singing delivery, because sometimes I really like that indie talk singing delivery. And I was trying to remember what song on Slanted and Enchanted, that record by Pavement, that song reminded me of. And it's called Conduit for Sale. They have weird names on that album. But yeah, it reminds me of that. Definite talk singing. Very cool. I like it. I find myself listening closer sometimes when it's talk singing. Yeah. I liked it. I'd vote for this song.